if you have alternatives that are completely okay? So the Gemara says lo yichtov, and Tumas Adeshen, and they give a similar pshak by the Ma'adik, says that the Gemara says lo yichtov means the sefer shouldn't do it, but the sefer is okay. It's only lechatchila that me'eva ladaf, the chutz ladaf, is wrong, but b'di'eved is kosher. Then the shaila was, what happens if you have two sifrei Torah? Do you give always preference to the one that's perfect, or do you use the other? He said, you can't give preference, he says, to the one that's only perfect, because in that case, it's a gnai for the one that has the eva ladaf. And once you say that b'di'eved is kosher, then it's kosher lechatchila to use it. It's b'di'eved kosher, in other words, the chatchila, you shouldn't do it. But once you did it, that sefer has the same kedusha that the other sefer Torah is, and you can't discriminate. So I tell you that Yisrael v'araisa chadhu, Am Yisrael is no worse than a ksiva sefer Torah. And we constitute at the very least a sefer Torah. And just as in the case of a sefer Torah, you're permitted to turn a b'di'eved into a chatchila, so as not to defame a sefer Torah, even though some of its words are chutz ladaf. So when it comes to a people, we are permitted to accept those who are a little bit chutz ladaf, not to be that particularly strict that anyone who doesn't fulfill everything that I think is the right way and kick him out of the community. And I'm not speaking about recognizing reform as kosher. I hope you're going to understand me. I hope it's going to be clear. You're not going to walk away with a falsification of what I'm saying. I'm saying that there are cases when you have questions, and I say if you have a question of yes or no, then remember that if it's chutz ladaf, a little bit outside of the line, not exactly in line with what we think has to be done and should be done, don't passel it too quickly. Educate, don't passel. Don't delegitimate. It's very easy to delegitimize somebody. And sometimes we have to. Sometimes, unfortunately, we have to. Because if was chutz ladaf or on the daf happens to be a distortion and happens to say it says tirzach and the word low is missing, then it's possible. But not everything that is chutz ladaf is possible. And even if lechatchila it shouldn't be done, don't forget that b'di'eved, the Sefer Torah is kosher, and you have to read in it. Let me give you another example from another halacha. And that has to do with I'm not going to go into all the details, with aguna. A woman's husband dies, mayim she'en lemsof, in such a way that the Gemara says that lo tinasei, that she should not allowed to get married. She's considered still married to the first husband. So since it's a mayim she'en lemsof, and then away this hinei neher, whatever it may be, the halacha is that lechatchila lo tinasei, but the eved, the marriage is a marriage. She got married to someone, violating the chatchila, so the second marriage is teifus, and she doesn't have to go out. Lo teise. So the question is, what happens if this woman, who is not supposed to get married, did get married, and it's a shas hatchak, she wants to get married now. A woman comes, she wants to get married. She was not married. The halach is chatchila lo tinase. But here's a case in front of us. We have a case. So the Shvus Yaakov has such a case in front of him. And he says, Kol ma she'muta b'di'eved. Now listen carefully. Kol ma she'muta b'di'eved, matirim b'shas adchak afilu l'chatchila. Afilu l'chatchila, yamata b'shas adchak. So he says, the kasha you're going to ask me, every agun is a shas adchak. The poor woman is going to be chained the rest of her life without being able to get remarried. It's, every woman is shas adchak. He says, no. If she is a zakena, if she has no one who's pursuing her to marry her, and she's already lived all of her life, most of her life, then in that case, if there is no special emergency, lo tinasei. She said, you think I ought to get married? The answer is no. But if she's young and has a life ahead of her, and if you're not going to give her the heta because of the chatchila, you're going to destroy her chances for happiness the rest of her life, that's a shas adchak. And a shas adchak, you convert a b'di'eved to a lechatchila. Now this is paskins lahalocha. And by analogy, we Jews are nationally and throughout the world in a state of Shasat Chak. I've been in Rabbonis since 1951. I do not remember another time that was as seriously a Shasat Chak for Klal Yisrael as it is today. Do not remember it. Not in 1967, before the great victory, not in 1973. I don't remember that we were in such desperate straits. Not desperate. Desperate means there's no hope. I don't want to use that word. In such grave straits. That's also a bad word. In such serious straits, critical states, as we are today. It is a case of genuine emergency. And if we refrain from treating the B'dievet of the Chatzchil, I'm using B'dievet of the Chatzchil, incidentally, as as symbols, I don't want to say buzzwords, I'm using it as metaphors, then we will bear the responsibility, chas v'sholom, of an irreparable breach in the unity of Am Yisrael for generations without end. In effect, where we're heading is that there are going to be two parts of the people of Israel who will treat each other as permanent agunas, similar, friendly, at least for a long while, indistinguishable from each other, but unable to marry each other forever. And therefore, inevitably, in a permanent state, a perpetual state of alienation and hostility and hatred. That's where we're heading, unless we all do something about it. So our leadership, now and in the future, must learn how to evaluate, how to judge, not to use recognition as a club to hit over the head of anyone who wants to think. It has to be used judiciously. Sometimes it must be used firmly and without moving, without trembling. It has to be used. And sometimes it has to be muted, kept low, because there are other countervailing values that are more important. We have to preserve in every way we can the primacy of halacha and the integrity of Klal Yisrael, and at the same time drive hard to extract from other Jews that they do no less than we in sacrificing for Klal Yisrael. They have to yield. They have to learn to yield on their peak, and there is peak. There is irritation. If you tell a man who has been functioning as a rabbi of a reformer conservative synagogue for 30 years that you don't accept him, you may know why you don't accept him. What do you expect him to say? I'm sorry, I'll bow my head and spit in my face again. I understand them psychologically. I certainly do. What we have to ask of them is, you have got to learn, for the sake of unity of Klal Yisrael, to swallow your pride, even as we have to swallow certain things. We're not happy to see what you're doing. But we all have to do something to make sacrifice, not principles, but secondary issues, in order to see through it that we don't break up. You know what this fellow, who was a reporter for the Jerusalem Post, Jerusalem Report, a fellow who is a marvelous writer and a vicious anti-Orthodox Jew. Vicious. I don't want to mention names, it'll be Lashon Hara. Besides, you may read him if I tell you his name. He said, we're breaking up into two countries. One of them will be the Orthodox world with a capital in Yerushalayim, and the other will be the secular world with a capital in Tel Aviv. In the beginning, I thought it's a Shena Melissa. I mean, an ugly Melissa, but it's turning into that. And it is not a good thing. It is not a good thing. So we have got to demand of them, even as we work with them, demand of them that they make their sacrifice to see to it that we do not have a conflict between Torah and Am Yisrael, and that it is possible for all of us to keep the integrity of Klal Yisrael and the loyalty to Torah, and not allow institutional pride to destroy that unity. So these are some of the ideas that I'm sharing with you, and I hope that when it comes to issues as you go out into communities or in classrooms, you've discussed some of the cases, don't imagine that there are easy answers to anything. I often quote what the Chazon Ish, Zecher Tzadik Levorcha, wrote in one of his letters. He says, Matzasi es kol hadvarim chamurim v'dova kal kamat shaloi pagashti. The great Chazon Ish said, I find most things difficult. I very rarely have come across anything that's easy. If you think, you begin to appreciate complexity, nuance, subtlety. Nothing is easy, friends, especially in the Rabbonis. Nothing is easy. But that doesn't mean you have the right to avoid it. Just don't think in cliches. Don't be fuzzy. Don't be impressed by buzzwords. Once a term becomes fashionable, the odds are that it becomes meaningless. Try to think solidly, consult, and remember where our achrayus lies. Our achrayus lies to Torah and to Am Yisrael. And never, never must we permit those responsibilities and those commitments to come in conflict with each other. So I want to wish all of you a ksiva v'chasima tova, a year of growing and learning, of health, of joy, and of constantly growing commitment to all that we cherish and hold dear.